Now, when you look at the Olympic medals table, do you look first to see where Team GB are, or do you look up at the top of the table to see who's in the lead? Well, tonight, Great Britain has a total of 9 medals, including those 2 golds that were won today by rowers Helen Glover and Heather Stanning and the cyclist Bradley Wiggins. But up there at the top, as you would expect, are China with 30 and the United States with 29. China has 17 golds, the US has 12. Superpower rivalry lives on, much as it did during the Cold War, when the US and the Soviet Union battled it out every 4 years for Olympic glory. Paul Moss reports.
They're not always so easy to spot. Among the huge crowds arriving at the Olympic Stadium in Stratford, there are supposedly thousands of Chinese. But they don't tend to wrap themselves in flags or paint their face in national colours. Theirs is a more understated form of patriotism, though every single Chinese spectator I managed to speak to did express one very clear goal.
Who do you want to beat in the Olympics?
America.
Why?
Because I think America is very good. I want to beat them.
I think America is the greatest opponent to be beaten by China. We want to win.
American has been strong so far, and now it's time for Chinese to beat them. This Olympic is the time to show the world that China is the best.
And just in case that rivalry needed a little stoking, this Olympics has certainly provided it. When Ye Xiwen won her extraordinary victory in the women's 400-metre medley, it was an American coach who immediately hinted that doping might be involved. Cue a furious response from Chinese Olympic officials. Hardly surprising, according to the writer Shirong Chen. The government in Beijing, he says, echoes the views of those sporting fans. It sees this Olympics as a crucial opportunity to show who's top dog.
China has put in a lot of resources in sports, especially in preparation for the London Olympic Games. And the Chinese government certainly would want to see their Olympic team beat the United States in the medal table. In a sense, you could say what is happening in the stadium, on the track fields, is a mirror of the rivalry between China and the United States in other areas.
And it's a sentiment that's very much reciprocated. Watching the Olympics from the comfort of his home in Boston is the American writer on politics and culture, James Marone. Marone says US sports fans have recently become obsessed with beating China.
It's in the air. It's in the air. Very much wanting to beat the Chinese and sport by sport. Almost beat them in ping pong. For heaven's sakes, there isn't an American I know who gives a single hoot about ping pong, and all of a sudden you hear people talking about ping pong. Why? Because our young woman went up against the Chinese young woman and almost won.
What does this tell you about the United States and how it feels about its place in the world?
I think this relates to a general fear of American declinism. There's a fear that America has lost its leadership. The Olympics are a wonderful test of this. As if a good backstroke performance or a good gymnastics performance could somehow set these fears aside.
You do get a sense of déjà vu. In the days of the Soviet Union, communist leaders saw sport very much as an arena in which they could take on the West and win. The Soviet bloc may have had fewer nukes or colour TVs, but they did have star gymnasts and surprisingly strapping female shot putters. Leonid Vladimirov Finkelstein was a Russian dissident who fled in 1966. But up until then, he was exposed to the full might of Soviet sporting propaganda.
Every record, swim or sprint, was demonstrated as the greatest achievement of socialism. It was done partly to impress the West, but the main intention was to show people inside that the achievements were the result of their ruling.
Standing at the Olympic site today with its cornucopia of corporate sponsors, those past battles between socialism and capitalism seem very far away. Who knows what Soviet leaders would have thought about the current ubiquity of commercial partnerships and tightly controlled advertising monopolies. China's rivalry with America may be intense, yet some argue that it's far less ideological than the Soviet Cold War version.
The conflict that we have between China and the USA is different. No one has been quite so explicit in saying how good we are at sport explains how good we are as a society.
David Goldblatt is the author of the recent book How to Watch the Olympics. I asked him to contrast the Cold War's sporting battles with the current race for medals between the US and China.
I think it's in the early stages of development. I mean, the degree of conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union was much more intense, much more explicit at the Olympics. I think we have a more subtle conflict rather than a complete, you know, clash of titans. But that may be to come.
Around the Olympic site today, not all Chinese sporting fans seem to want a clash of the titans. The US may be their number one target to beat, but many insisted this was certainly not a matter of global significance.
The country itself is just the name, really. It's just how I would like to see the athlete enjoy themselves. Hopefully they can achieve what they like to achieve after all these hard trainings.
If we win, I would be happier. But if we don't win, that's okay. Anyway, we enjoyed it. It's just a game.